Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com
Q&A podcast. We got to get into this one. Here it comes.
Yes, it's ready. We are in front of a live audience at Exponential Orlando.
And we know this, but we screened the questions.
Of course.
And this one is one that we are going to enjoy.
You know, honestly, out of the three, this is the 373rd episode. Yeah. I think we've really thrown away.
I thought we've done about half of those.
You have said that so many times. Okay. No, but seriously, we've only thrown away like three or four questions out of all of them.
We've only thrown away. Oh, yeah. We get good questions.
Yeah, because we get good questions. Yeah, yeah. And this question.
Yeah.
From Mike, fellow Canadian,
Mike
from Ontario. Yeah, okay, Ontario.
And wow,
that was my wife back there.
Wow, that was not inappropriate at all.
Ed, do you know this?
What?
A place to be, a place to go, Ontario. Do you know that?
The former song of the Bureau of whatever.
You know who wrote that song?
Who?
The same lady who wrote "Dun Dun 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 Dun" Hockey Night in Canada.
I have learned new trivia. Let's thank Daniel Lim for Canadian trivia. Can we do that?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. So my name is Mike, and I'm the pastor at the Center Community Church in Lindsay, Ontario. And we are a church that was planted by the ministerial in Lindsay. So we're planted by four different denominations: Anglican, Christian Reform, Fellowship Baptist, and Missionary Alliance. And right now we're coming up to year three, and we're putting together a board, we're putting together governance and figuring out.
Together a vestry?
Not a vestry, no.
Are you putting together elders? Deacons?
Yeah, well, that's what we're wrestling through.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm ready for this quick. Keep coming. Fantastic. Come on. I'm like a puma ready to pounce, but God, right. I'll let you finish.
With love.
Yes, yeah, for love. The glory of God, yeah.
Yeah. And so right now we're trying to figure out how best to navigate these waters.
Perhaps you should have thought of that a while ago, but God.
No, we did.
Good. Sorry, I'm holding back. Yeah.
Okay, and how long are you into this?
We're 3 years in.
3 years in. All right.
Okay. No, you got to say, we got questions. Okay. We got questions for you. Okay, so Anglican Church of Canada or Anglican Realignment?
Canada.
Okay, so you have a bishop.
Yes. Okay. Well, we don't have the bishop. The Anglican Church has
but
a bishop.
So you're not an Anglican church?
We're not an Anglican church.
So what are you?
We're Fellowship Baptist.
So you are Feb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't baptize babies?
No.
So what about the CRC? What about the catechisms? What about the confessions of faith that are built upon the idea of infant baptism?
So right now what we are doing is we hold together. We talk about, we're called the center because we hold to the center.
Yeah.
We have some things that we say are non-negotiable. Other things we say are secondary or tertiary. Those things that are non-salvific. Okay. And so baptism, while we believe in believer's baptism, we recognize that some interpretation, the covenantal interpretation, can argue for paedobaptism.
So if I come to you and I say I'd like to have my child baptized because I have a covenantal view and there's different variants of that, would you arrange that or no?
I wouldn't do it myself.
Okay. But someone on staff could do it?
No, not someone else on staff.
So you are a Baptist,
yeah,
you're a Feb.
Church, but I wouldn't mind sending you over to our sister church and saying, you know, would not would you go there? You can still come to the center.
So you have planted a Baptist church with funding from CRC Anglican. So you're not a quadrilateral? You know, there's dual affiliation and triple. You're a quadra affiliated church.
Right, you're not.
So
what other ties do you have?
Because you don't have enough right now. You need perhaps a couple, maybe Acts 29, maybe ARC, maybe Salvation Army. Yeah. Just add them all in. You're like a NASCAR with stickers all over.
He is Church Planting Canada.
Church Planting Canada.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. Okay. So, all right, this guy didn't like this. This guy's really mad. He's leaving. He was offended by our comment. We've obviously lost a member of the student audience over this question, and I'm offended by it. All right, so I mean, for me, I'm not freaked out by the fact that four denominations help fund one church with a theological persuasion, and I wouldn't be mad at you if it was Anglican and you had, or whatever, CRC. CRC is the oldest, Protestant denomination in North America, and Dutch Reformed. So then your question is your governance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're a Feb church, your governance is local church autonomy, some sort of elder or structural board with congregationalism.
Yeah, so, it's congregationalism definitely, but there's a lot of freedom within there.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of, it's in that area that we're trying to figure out how best to proceed.
And so, but why is your four origins impacting your one practice, because you've planted a Feb church?
So the ministerial recognized in our
the ministerial being a local non-denominational group of churches that partner together.
Right, right. And they recognize in the town there's a neighborhood that struggles quite a bit. So we're a parish model church that's focused on an area of town that has a lot of issues, a lot of social issues. And they recognize that individually they weren't really meeting the needs of this neighborhood. And so they were thinking, if we plant a church that will focus strictly on this neighborhood, that they would see more fruit.
And that's you.
That's me.
Okay. So
I shouldn't say me.
No, but I mean the church. Mm-hmm. The church. Yeah. I get what you're saying. But I was going to make sure you weren't planting a church. Okay. So the CRC is a connectional, somewhat hierarchical denomination with a class east that's regional. That's like a district. The Anglican Church has a idea of apostolic succession that goes all the way back, hierarchical, bishops and more. So those two don't fit your current governance model because you've chosen to be a Feb church. CNMA would be a less connectional, and then Feb would be a non-connectional. Autonomous local churches, there's some connections at the district level with Feb, things of that sort. So if that's the case, and you have chosen to be a Feb church, what I'm trying to figure out is what exactly the questions you're asking, because you're not going to be in a classis.
No.
And you're not going to be under what we call canonically resident under an Anglican bishop. So the only question is, should you have elders or deacons, or should you be congregational? Is it more of an internal question unrelated to the four sources of your planting?
Well, it is internal, but at the same time, we have people from those different backgrounds. Yeah. And so we're trying to, I wouldn't say marry each of these traditions, because I recognize Anglicanism and Baptistic. It's different.
Yeah.
But we are still trying to be as kind and as inclusive without locking people out. One of the things that I get at that I like to share with our people is that, you know, if you can't say to someone else that, oh, because of what you believe, you're not going to be in heaven. If you go up to someone else from a different denomination and they're going to be in heaven together, why not start partnering together right now rather than waiting until it gets returned?
I like that. Again, keeping in mind, I work at the Billy Graham Center, and so we're kind of four partnering together for the cause of evangelism. It gets harder when you get to church planting, which is what you're experiencing now to some degree. Because, so for example, CRC is a little more flexibility in their local church governance, but it might have elders. Anglicans have elder-like systems, tend to be called a vestry. But not always. You don't have to. I mean, there are Anglican churches with just elders. Feb, more common elders. So as I look at it, I mean, again, it's simplest. We typically see a church as governed. I'm a congregationalist, but I'm kind of what I would call an elder-led congregationalist. So what my advice to you would be to form a team of elders who lead the church, with major decisions being that which is voted on by the congregation. I would have friendly relations and perhaps even send someone along to a classis or to a diocesan meeting. But the Anglican Church in Canada is very different theologically than Feb. Mm-hmm. So you're bridging a lot. No, that's a mainline tradition. They don't use the term mainline in Canada because it's U.S. term. Less so, but it's because mainline is more related to this thing in Philadelphia. But Anglican and United Church of Christ. So the Anglicans, United Church of Christ are the mainlines, and the other three are evangelical. Now, Feb's more centrist evangelical, but the other three are evangelical. So there are some big theological differences there, but my guess is the Anglicans were comfortable with your evangelical beliefs and practice, or they wouldn't have been a part.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So in light of all that, this is a great question, a lot of it's a history lesson.
Come on, that was fascinating.
No, it definitely was. So in light of all that, reframe your question for us.
Can you do that for me? I would say, how can we, as a church, as a congregational church, move forward as a body, incorporating some of the other denominations, but still holding true to what God has called us to.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
You could be liturgical in a classis, baptizing believers, and hold into a passion for holiness. That's the CMA reference. I think ultimately what I would do,
and again, it's a new denomination.
You're a CMA.
Yes. I mean,
so you got that path background too. I was never. So here's what I might say. I might ask and answer the question, what works best in my local church context, which I think Feb would kind of has a standard roadmap. It's not dissimilar to have elders and some level of congregationalism. I would do that and say, that's what we're going to do as a church. And then I would ask, how can I have good relations with these other denominations, not try to make my governance fit for models, but do a local church governance that I think works best for the denomination you're technically mostly affiliated with, and then be engaged and involved with the CRC friends, you know, and be engaged and involved with the Anglicans and more. I think that's how I would approach it. What would you do?
Yeah, so, I mean, I love the fact that you guys are doing this because, I mean, we're all about kingdom collaboration, and I'm so grateful that you guys planted in this way, that you're moving forward in this way. And the one thing that I would say is if God has placed you guys in this with this opportunity, right, because it really is an opportunity that God has given you here, what does it look like for you to influence beyond your local church? I mean, also recognizing that people are watching. Right, they're all watching, especially if there's finances tied to this. They're all watching. They're and they believe in you enough, and they believe in this enough that they want to try it. Right, so I would always approach it from the perspective of, hey, praise the Lord that there are people in these denominations that want to try something new because they want to reach the lost. Right. So first of all, I would always approach it with gratitude because there are going to be days when you're going to be like, why did we do this? Right. And it's like, oh, I can't believe, you know, there's so much trouble around this. And why did I put myself through all this pain? So I'd always approach it with that attitude there. But secondly, I would say, how do you then influence up? Right. So knowing that they're watching, knowing that they're for you, they're also probably looking to see how much of this can be a pilot for other communities, other rural communities that may have three or four historic first whatever churches that are all dying out. And they're like, hey, not everyone is moving away. I mean, maybe a lot of people are, but especially maybe you're in a commuter community that's an hour or 2 hours outside of a major city. And they're like, how do we create community here and do that well? And they're probably going to be looking. And each of the denominations are going to be thinking through it. So I would say, keep on being faithful with where you're at, but also how do you, to echo Ed, how do you continue to develop relationships within each of the denominations so that you can influence
them? Yeah, and I'm more cautious. You probably picked up. I'm more cautious because I think, and what you explained to me, I felt better about it. I think you should be a CRC church or an Anglican church or a Baptist church or a CMNA church, which is not dissimilar to the Baptist church, because I think otherwise you end up just with a confused sense of who you are. And so I've given money. I mean, I've sponsored Anglican church planners. I've given money to start Presbyterian churches. I've given money to start Pentecostal church. I think that's all. And then church of my own denomination. So what for me, what got to me with a sense of clarity was, is you kind of decided where you are. Because really, I mean, if you're CRC is a strong doctrinal construct and it makes sense. You know, I'm doing their binational meeting in Windsor. So I mean, so it's your part. Come to Windsor. We'll go. We'll hang out. Windsor, Ontario is just across from Detroit. But I think there's a sense that you need to have an internally cohesive theological view on these things as well. And if you are, for example, what we call credo Baptist, believer's baptism, which you are, then that makes sense, as does a whole lot of other things, right? Your, you know, Feb is a little broader on things, but there's a reformed wing in Feb. There's different things. So figure who you are as a local church and then try to be friends with as many people as you can. And I would have a real sense of loyalty. I mean, I wouldn't be at all afraid or embarrassed to say, you know, we're a Feb church and we're deeply thankful for the partnership with the CRC, with the Anglicans, and the CMNA that all helped us to get started. That's how I would do it. But I think you have to have an internally, theologically consistent approach to some questions. And I think it sounds like you do, and I think that's helpful.
And I love this. All right, Mel Denius, right? In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, freedom. And in all things, charity, right? So thanks again for listening into the New Churches Q&A podcast, and we will catch you guys next time.